How you doing? I'm Thomas Ella. I'm the man behind What is Delicious, and I'm not really sure how you start one of these things, so let's just get into it. So I have my Game of the Year awards coming up, and I thought it'd be kind of a fun idea to sort of do a giant bomb-esque deliberations, but with myself, like a crazy person. So I'm just gonna kind of talk into the mic here, to myself, and decide what I think the best games of the year are. Or in this case, we're gonna start out today with Most Potential. Now, the Most Potential award for me goes to whatever game I thought had, well, the most potential. Like, it had some sort of cool idea or something about it that made it stand out from everything else, even if it wasn't the best game. You know, like, I basically created this award last year for Dark Void because I thought the jetpack stuff was so cool, but the rest of the game just kind of sucked. So, I guess this year, you know what? Here, I wrote down these games as potential candidates. So there's Earth Defense Force, Insect Armageddon, L.A. Noire, Mortal Kombat, Homefront, Alice Madness Returns, Driver San Francisco, and Red Faction Armageddon. Okay, so let's just start with Earth Defense Force. Earth Defense Force, I think, is really cool because it's a premise that I don't think most games, most games aren't ridiculous enough, I think. And Earth Defense Force kind of takes a low budget, kind of ridiculous quality to it, and it runs with it, and I think that's really cool. You know, it's not the most mechanically complex or satisfying game, but if you put on some music like Take On Me or just some dubstep, you know, some drum and bass or something, and you just play it in the background, it's actually a really fun game because you sort of get into it, you move with the music. It's cool. But I thought at the same time, it's so repetitious, it's so kind of bland. The insects aren't big enough, you fight the same shit over and over again. It could have been way better. And it's also really short. So I don't know. It's not one of my favorite games of the year, but I did enjoy playing it a lot because of how campy and sort of B movie-esque it is. That I don't know. I think it deserves a spot on Most Potential. L.A. Noire. L.A. Noire is a game that I really enjoyed for the first maybe third of it, like right until you get to Homicide, like right or right after Homicide, I should say. Once Homicide ended, that game I thought really fell apart. But the stuff before that was so cool. Like the faces are unbelievable. Like the faces alone, I think, are enough to put it on the most potential list. And they're actors. Like they make every other game look terrible by comparison, just because every other game starts to like it just broke in my mind. Like I couldn't look at other games and see what I used to see in them because everything looked bad after watching L.A. Noire and seeing people's faces really emote and actors I could recognize. It put games on a new level for me. It was like movies where like, oh, that guy, you know, that guy. Whereas like with most games, it's just robot faces moving, you know, and like clay stretching across their face. It just looks bad by comparison. But then there's also the interrogation stuff, which I thought, you know, again, only the first third of the game I thought was really good with it, because after that everything just kind of broke. But you know, like the concept of just that sort of interrogation style with, you know, the truth, the lie, and the doubt stuff, I thought was a really cool concept, even if sometimes it didn't really work out. Where like, oh, I've got this piece of evidence that completely contradicts what you're saying, so let me just go ahead and say you're lying. Oh, excuse me. But the game would be would it would disagree with me on how concrete that evidence is, or sometimes I would say, well, I know they're lying, but I don't have the evidence to prove that, and so I would hit doubt. And the game would just it would clearly have evidence in mind that I didn't think was strong enough. So again, a flawed system, but a very cool concept. Same with the faces. You know, the rest of the game doesn't look great, but the faces are awesome. As well, just like the detective, the noir scene, all of that, like the setting, really cool stuff going on in LA Noir, even if, like, after Homicide, the game just gets so boring because I sort of recognized the formula of where it was going. And, like, oh, you drive out to the crime scene, you walk around until the controller vibrates and you hear a little chime, then you've collected all the evidence, there's another chime that pips in once all the evidence is collected, and then you go to the next, you just go to the next thing. You go question someone. It's all the same shit over and over again, you know. If they hadn't told you, like, here's how much evidence there is, if they hadn't told, like, and I know there's a setting for that, but if they communicated it better, because you're just sort of walking blindly around this environment, trying to figure out what Cole can interact with, and that's, I thought that was just kind of lame. And then you go to the interrogation, and the problem that they do is that they tell you whether or not you got something right or wrong. You know, that immediate feedback is enough to just break the whole system for me. It's just like in like Mass Effect, when they tell you your action was Renegade or Paragon. And so, well, it's like, now if I want a Renegade playthrough, whenever I get a Paragon point, I'm upset, you know, because I wanted to play as Renegade. Or like an Infamous, you know, they tell you this action was good or this action was evil. And it's like, well, was it? And it just, the gameplay incentive to play as good or evil in a game like that is you get powers, you get, you know, story points, and it doesn't really make any sense to sort of middle of the road, you know, to go middle of the road with it. Just like in LA Noir, you know, you want to get all the questions right. You want to get all the answers right. That's the whole point. You want to do everything correctly. But if they tell you that you're not doing something correctly, you're going to want to go back and retry. You're going to feel upset that you missed. But anyway, so that's a flawed system, but I thought it had a real potential. Mortal Kombat is the next one on the list. And I thought Mortal Kombat was one of the most fun fighting games in years that I've played in a long, long time. And I had a real desire to be competitive with it, which is the first time in a long time that I felt truly inspired to go online and try to fight people and get really good. And I found myself on forums. I found myself, you know, looking up the best combos for my characters, going into the training mode and really working out those combos and practicing and looking at damage quotients and timing of things, getting very deep into it. And then you go online and it just sort of broke, you know, like it just sort of broke. Actually, you know what? That seems more like a most disappointing thing. And that's a category for next time. That's not really, I wouldn't really call it potential. Now that I think about it, to just have a good online system. I'm going to cross Mortal Kombat off the list. We'll talk about Mortal Kombat tomorrow or whenever that goes up, for the most disappointing category. Homefront was a game that I was very interested in at first. When they announced Homefront, I thought, you know, that's a very interesting premise. You know, that's a very interesting, what's the word I'm thinking of? It's a respectable goal. It's an ambitious, the kind of goal you want to applaud, to have the player feel like truly emotionally connected with the game, and with the setting, with the people that you're interacting with. And so I thought it was a good idea to set, you know, the whole game in war-torn America and try to elicit real emotions out of the player. Where it fell apart was when you had to play it and it wasn't very good and your character wasn't really a character, let's say, and all the other characters were awful and the whole game was just bland and it felt like a game from 5 to 10 years ago, and it was bad. It was just really bad in every way. It had potential, but it didn't execute well on it. So that's, God, Homefront was pretty disappointing. Because they could have made something really cool with it. It's sort of like when you go into the Modern Warfare 2 levels or Modern Warfare 3, and you're on American soil and things are crumbling and you just see like the relics of what civilization used to be there, and it has more of a connection to me as like an American gamer, or it's at least it's supposed to, because it's on American soil, and if it's on American soil, developers say, then won't players have more of a connection to it? And in Modern Warfare, kind of yes, kind of no. When you're on something recognizable like the White House front lawn, yeah, you know, that was kind of cool. You know, when you're in, like, in D.C., that's cool. When you're just in front of, like, some random burger place that's not an actual burger place, no, I thought that was kind of dumb. In Homefront, when you're fighting through, like, a White Castle or a Hooters, half and half. You know, it's cool to have real names and for them to be striving for like a real place, but it wasn't so great. They didn't execute well on it. And really, White Castle and Hooters, like what America do they think I'm living in? White Castle and Hooters is the only establishments I'm gonna be able to find? No. Okay. Alice Madness Returns. Oh, man. This game was bad. This game was bad. I don't know if you read my review, but I did not like this game at all. This game was long, and it was boring. It felt like it would never fucking end. I wanted to die playing it. I wanted to just die. God, I hated that game. But the reason why it's on this list is because I think the potential of taking, you know, an established sort of fairy tale esque story like Alice Madness Returns, or sorry, like Alice in Wonderland, and sort of have it in like a twisted sort of video game environment. I think that's cool. I think they executed poorly on it in all respects. But they could have had something special, is the thing. They could have had something special, and they totally fucked it up. So, you know, there were some levels that I thought were cool. Like, there was this one level where you're jumping around, as you do in that game a lot. You're jumping around in the sky on platforms made of cards, of, like, playing cards. And that was probably the most, simultaneously, the most visually impressive, and, at least from an artistic standpoint, and just novelty factor kind of cool setting that the game had to offer, at least for me. And I thought they could have made a really cool game, and they didn't. It was just boring. It was so boring. It was just, you're doing the same three things the whole time you're playing that game. You're platforming, you know, you're jumping on, you know, air currents and random platforms that are scattered about. You're hitting switches most of the time so that you can get those platforms to appear. And you are fighting dudes with a really bland combat system. And I thought all of it was pretty poor. It was pretty poor. But the setting was kind of cool. And that's what everyone seemed to say in all their reviews of it. Were like, oh, you know, like the setting is so imaginative. It's a beautiful game. It's like, no, it's actually not a beautiful game. It just has kind of somewhat, sometimes interesting art elements to it. But that's about it. Driver San Francisco, I think, mind you, full disclosure here, I only played the demo. I thought the premise seemed cool, but after playing the demo, I wanted nothing more to do with that game. Now, after playing the demo, I thought, wow, this game seems terrible. It controls really poorly. But that jumping from car to car thing would be really cool in, let's say, a game about the Matrix, where you're playing as an agent and you're jumping from car to car or from guy to guy and you're trying to take out Neo and the rest of the gang. That would be cool. That would be really cool if you had a game where you're fighting on the other side from the agent's perspective. That would be really cool. As for the whole you're in a coma trying to catch coma criminals and ultimately none of it really matters because you're in a coma and none of it's happening thing that Driver had going for it. Yeah, that was dumb. That was really dumb. I hear that they execute on that premise in a way that makes more sense than you would expect, but still kind of dumb. But again, that car mechanic I thought was legitimately cool. Like they did some cool things with it, even in the demo of like you have these two people racing on the same team, and they both need to finish first and second. So you have to hop between both those characters to try to make sure they both finish like up front. So you can't just stay in one character and hope the other character is following you, because you have to jump back and forth between them. They will fall behind if you don't jump back and forth between them. But I thought, in the context of a Matrix game specifically, or I'm sure, another property would be fine, or just an original IP. But fuck that. I want a Matrix game. And I thought in that context, it would be a really cool gameplay mechanic. Finally, Red Faction Armageddon. Oh, Red Faction. This is a pretty disappointing list, I'm not gonna lie. But Red Faction Armageddon. God. I played Guerrilla. I played most of Guerrilla, or at least a good portion of Guerrilla before my save file got deleted when my first PS3 died. And what a fun game that was. Just like what great destruction in that game. Like what. God, it was just, you just walk around with your hammer and your explosives and just taking down buildings, and it would collapse on you, and it would be terrible destruction, like awesome destruction. And then Armageddon comes out, and it's, you're underground, which is bad because you want an open world in that game, and you're fighting stupid Martians, which is also dumb because you just want to fight, you don't want to fight quick moving aliens, you want to fight slow, dumb humans. And like those two things alone were enough to just like completely fuck that game up. But they did have that cool, they had a couple cool gadgets in there. Like I think my favorite one was probably just the oh, I don't remember the technical name. Whatever, the one that rebuilds stuff. Because you can destroy a lot of things in that game, but then you can rebuild them with this rebuild gadget. And so the example they kept showing off was you'd be fighting guys, you'd blow something up for cover so you could get inside it, like a crate or something. You'd get inside this big crate after you blow it up, and then you'd reform it behind you. So then you'd make your own cover. Which was a cool idea, but against those Martians, it was totally useless. But again, really cool idea. And plus, that destruction and everything, still top notch. Still really cool to blow stuff up, even underground. It just, the linear structure of it, the Martians, the story, everything about it was just bad, other than the core mechanics. And I thought those core mechanics have a lot of potential to them. Mind you, Red Faction Armageddon is the last in the Red Faction line because it was so bad. So I don't know whether or not that would exempt this from the list in the fact that there's no way there's gonna be anything that comes of it. Which is kind of disappointing, but whatever. You know what? I'm just gonna judge it. Yeah, sure. Red Faction stays in. Okay, so let me. So I've crossed Mortal Kombat out. I'm gonna cross Alice Madness Returns out too, just immediately, because oh, I hated that game so much. I just fucking hated that game. It was so fucking boring. Like whatever. Okay, it had a cool setting, but that's not enough. Which leaves me with Earth Defense Force, L.A. Noire, Homefront, Driver San Francisco, and Red Faction Armageddon. I'm gonna cross Driver San Francisco off the list. I only played the demo. That's one thing. That's one thing to consider. I only played the demo. But also, I guess, like, what do you do with that mechanic, that jumping mechanic, other than, like, in the context of that Matrix game I was talking about, like, other than just, like, highway scenes from The Matrix Reloaded? Like, what do you do with it other than there? Like, is it just, like, Mind Jack? Like, that awful game that came out early last year, where you're just jumping from dude to dude but it's still kind of terrible. Like, I don't know. It's an idea with potential, but does it have the most potential of the year? I don't know about that. Earth Defense Force, LA Noir, Homefront, and Red Faction. So I'm, you know, again, I mentioned Giant Bomb earlier. I'm going to narrow it down to, as I did last year, with where there's two runners-up and one winner. So I need to cross one of these games off the list. All right. LA Noir has to stay. I think LA Noir has to stay. I think the other ones are all kind of expendable. But LA Noir has to stay. There's too many cool things about LA Noir. God, this sucks. This was a... I created that award for Dark Void. And I thought... Because I thought Dark Void exemplified it. But there were also other games. Like, what... I think I awarded it to Split Second. And... Oh, what else did I award it? Split Second really... You know, it deserved it. But... Man, that game could have been way better. Let me see, what else did I give it to? Oh, and Heavy Rain. Right, Heavy Rain. Yeah, Heavy Rain would be cool. All right, now I'm just stalling, talking about last year. Okay, Homefront was terrible, but the setting was cool. What is that? I don't know if the setting is enough. Like, just war-torn America, trying to elicit emotions, like, whatever. Red Faction... The rebuild tool was really cool, but that was kind of the only thing about it that you really consider to have the most potential. Earth Defense Force, I really like the campy vibe. I like the, you know, the giant insects. I think if they, you know, the stupid weapons, using the jetpack, I thought, you know, there's a lot of stuff to like. You know, Earth Defense Force stays. I think Earth Defense Force stays. So now it's either between Homefront or Red Faction. I'm going to cross Homefront out. Yeah, I'm going to cross Homefront out. Because, you know what? Fuck that game. That's another one where it's just like, fuck that game. Like, you know, it had a cool setting, kind of. I mean, it had a cool premise. It didn't have a cool setting. The setting was dumb. You walk into, like, the rebel, you know, some rebel American camp or whatever. And there's just a lot of... just stupid characters standing around, and you can talk to them, and you get like one line of dialogue out of them, and it totally felt like something that would have been cool 10 years ago, like 10 years ago, of just like one line of dialogue from some NPC that you don't care about, that doesn't make any sense in the context of the story, and you're just walking around, nothing is interactive really, and you're supposed to feel emotions, but it's lifeless, it's totally lifeless. So Homefront's gone. So now it's Earth Defense Force, LA Noir, and Red Faction. What wins? You know, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I think it's clear. I think LA Noir wins. I didn't like LA Noir. But I think LA Noir definitely had the most potential out of all of them. Because it's sort of like... it's almost a new genre unto itself, because it's kind of like an adventure game, but it's a little bit more than that, I think. It's kind of like, you know, a detective game or whatever, where you're piecing together clues and you're trying to suss out, you know, who done it, you know, who killed this person, and I don't know. I thought that was really, you know, so the gameplay had cool ideas, you know, the interrogations were another cool idea, could have been executed on better. You know, like Cole would just fly off the handle sometimes. It would misinterpret what I meant by doubt or lie or truth sometimes, and that was always, you know, kind of frustrating. But you know, the faces consistently looked awesome. I guess it's an expensive technology, but again, most potential. And I think LA Noir clearly had the most potential out of the bunch. Like Earth Defense Force, cool vibe, you know, cool ideas. But, you know, just kind of for Earth Defense Force. You could make a better Earth Defense Force game that's funnier and cooler and better. Red Faction, you could use that rebuild mechanic in, I don't know, some other game, but since there's not going to be another Red Faction game, that kind of hurts it, I'm not going to lie. Excuse me, again. So I think, yeah, I think L.A. Noire takes it, because not only is all that technology really cool in the context of L.A. Noire, like, I don't think there's going to be a sequel to L.A. Noire, obviously, because Team Bondi is through, and all those guys have moved on to other things, and Rockstar wants nothing more to do with them, and I don't think I would even want another L.A. Noire game, but I thought, in a different setting, from a different team, using those same kind of gameplay mechanics, but better, that would be really cool. The technology in, I would like that technology in every game I play. Like, I want, like, sure, in L.A. Noire, they kind of ham up the face acting so that you know whether or not they're sort of lying or whatever. But I think in just any other game, you have those, that kind of technology working, you get so much better, like, emotions, so many better emotions from characters. They'll look real. You'll cut down the uncanny valley because they'll look real. Like Ellie, again, like, after watching Ellie Noir, or sorry, after playing Ellie Noir, all other games, their faces just broke for me. Like, I went back to, like, Killzone, and it just looked terrible. Like, because the faces in Killzone look kind of cool, but they just look like skin on top of a robot that's trying to emote. You go back to games like, I don't know, Skyrim just came out. I don't think that game looks very good at all in terms of faces. I don't think Elder Scrolls games have ever looked good in terms of faces. But other games like Battlefield, I was watching the cutscenes for Battlefield as a friend was playing it, and I thought it looked really bad. Fidelity wise, it looked good. Like, people looked good, like, in terms of, like, their bodies and stuff. Buildings looked good. Things looked good in that game. Objects. But faces, I thought looked bad. And I think it's because I watched, so much of L.A. Noire. I played so much L.A. Noire that no other game looks as good in terms of faces. No other game looks as good. And mind you, I didn't. Oh, God. No, I'm never going to beat L.A. Noire. I got so close to beating L.A. Noire. I got to Arson. And that's, like, right near the end of the game. I got, like, 3 missions into Arson. I know the game ends. I probably have maybe, like, 2 hours left of that game. And I have the disc. I'm looking at the disc right now. And I don't ever want to touch that game again. I never. Not even for a second. Not even to go back and get trophies. Not even to finish the last 2 hours of the game. I hear the ending's not great anyway, but whatever. So that's most potential. Pretty soon I'm gonna record most disappointing, best surprise, and game of the year. Those are the awards left over. So I guess I'll see you when I see you.